You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I have a great show lined up for you today. We're tapping into the power of the divine feminine today. My guest is Claire Sierra, who is the author of The Magdalene Path. And Claire's going to be sharing with you how she came to write The Magdalene Path and her work with the divine feminine. And most importantly, she's going to be sharing with you some excerpts from the book and also some advice as to how we can all really, really easily bring more divine feminine energy into our lives and begin to live our lives with more guidance, more trust, and more alignment with our true inner selves. So stay listening. I'll be talking to Claire very shortly. I'm also going to be introducing you to some flower essences that can also help us align with these qualities of divine feminine within. So I'll be back shortly after the break talking to Claire. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. I'm really delighted to welcome my guest for today's show, Claire Sierra. Claire is the author of The Magdalene Path, Awaken the Power of Your Feminine Soul, and she's also an expressive arts therapist and a true purpose master coach. So welcome to Nature Connections, Claire.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. I'm excited because I saw your book before Christmas, and I knew I needed to buy it, and within a few days it was in my hands. It came really quickly, which was always a message to me that it was a great thing for me to know about. Loved reading it, and then of course made contact with you, and here we are today talking about it. So I'm really happy to be able to share this with as many people as possible.
Well, thanks so much. I'm excited to hear your story about that. That's always such a thrill.
Yeah. So maybe a first question might be, and this maybe sounds a bit of a strange question, but also I think it's important to address, we're talking about the Magdalene Path, and this book is all about your relationship with Mary Magdalene. Can you tell us a little bit about who she is?
Absolutely. And it's a great question, because many of us have grown up with the idea of who Mary Magdalene is. And what I came to discover through the process of writing this book, and also through some study years beforehand, is that Mary Magdalene really is a very powerful, she was a very powerful and is a very powerful teacher and healer. She was, her story got changed in the contemporary Bible as we know it. And there's a section in the latter part of the book that sort of explains a lot of those details. But what I understand about it, and certainly what's reflected in what she shared with me in our conversations in meditation that we had, is that she really was the apostle to the apostles. She was really the teacher and the heir to the teachings of Jesus after his passing. And there were some political and safety reasons that at first she was really kept hidden in secret. It was a dangerous time to be connected with Jesus. afterwards. And then there were some also, I believe, some power plays involved with the developing of what became the Holy Roman Church and became the Roman Catholic Church. But instead, I came to know her as somebody who was a priestess, who had been born into the priest class or caste in one of, you know, through the lineage of the 12 tribes of Israel, and that she in herself was a powerful healer, and that the word Magdalene itself signifies her leadership. It's a title, actually, rather than a name, I came to discover.
Okay, and I know you tell the story in the book, how you came to first have a connection with her. She actually came to you during a meditation session.
That's right. I had actually been in a period of my life where I was going through a lot of turmoil inwardly. Outwardly, my life looked really great. I was in a great relationship. I was living in a beautiful home on a river. I was had my private practice as a counselor. I'm an art therapist, and I had been doing that work for many, many years at that time. But inside me, I just felt like there was more that I was supposed to be and do, but I couldn't figure out what it was. And so I really was on my own quest and praying for my answer about what is it that I'm here to bring to the world and how to do that. And I started to get guidance in my meditations about the awakening of the divine feminine and my role in as being part of that. And, you know, and I thought, okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting. And I thought I would weave that into the work that I was doing. Until one day I was in an acupuncture session and I was lying down, as I like to say, and I was meditating, because when you have needles stuck in your body, what else are you going to do but lie there and meditate? And I had this extraordinary experience where the light started to change, the quality of the air seemed to almost warm up, and I felt the presence of a being in the room. And I knew immediately that it was Mary Magdalene, and she identified herself and said she wanted me to tell her untold story, and so that I could inform women about what was lost when her story was lost, and really more importantly, what we lost as women when we lost the feminine aspect of the divine. So the book then proceeds to tell some of those stories, and then really share with women how they can connect with their own divine feminine, or what I came to call feminine soul. So the book is actually really, while initially it's about me and my connection and Mary Magdalene's stories, it's really pointed towards the women who are readers and what can we do in terms of our thinking and our feeling and our being and our actions. What kinds of tools and practices can we use so that we can start to activate this lost feminine essence that is an intrinsic part of who we are, but which the patriarchy, for lack of a better word, has really spent the last several thousand years trying to, you know, beat, torture, and shame out of us. So this is really about awakening all of us.
Yeah, and such an important topic for nowadays. And mm-hmm. comes to me, listening to you speak, how so many of us talk about this, and we use the words divine feminine, and we talk about, maybe not use these exact words, but awakening the soul, but do we really know what it means? So maybe you and I could talk a little bit about what that means to you, and how Mary Magdalene explained that to you, how she sort of woke that up in you.
Such a good question. I feel like the feminine soul to me is the movement and the inspiration and the almost tangible aspect of ourselves that is deeper than what our thoughts and ideas of ourselves are. And that all women have a real beauty and a real softness and a real strength also that can really get overlaid by our dominant masculine culture. And so awakening feminine soul is a process of really starting to listen to that slippery, silky, sensuous side within us. And we could call that our intuition. We could call that our guidance. We could call it our feelings. And those can be all part of that. And really for everyone, I think it's quite different. But it really has a lot to do with reconnecting with our bodies and really owning and honoring our bodies, because our bodies have gotten and still get a lot of abuse. We want to torture ourselves into a different shape than what we come as sometimes, or we dislike ourselves. We'll promise to love ourselves in the future when we lose 5 or 10 pounds. And so loving our bodies and being in our bodies, really embodying ourselves, getting on this earth plane. And then creativity is a tremendously important part, because it's through our own creative process. When we're in the process of creativity, we can get lost and we can connect with spirit in that kind of way as well. So that it's not so much about creating a product at the end, like I'm being creative, so I'm knitting a sweater, or I'm going to make a bracelet, or I'm going to paint a painting. But it's like in the process of it. It's the knitting of the sweater that feels really delicious and fun. And it's the touching of the beads and stringing them together that makes it really pleasurable. And it's the smushing around of the paint on the canvas and the colors and discovering what's emerging. That's the joy in painting, and really bring us back to those kinds of sensuous and sensual experiences so that we can reconnect with our own true feminine nature.
Yes, and be aware of it as we're doing it as well. That's what's coming to me as I'm listening to you. Because we do live in a world, don't we, where we're so focused on the end product.
Yes.
Ourselves more is certainly a message that I get over and over again, to just come back into now, come back into now.
Absolutely. So there was just this one little passage that, as I was preparing for us to speak today, Sarah, that I thought it might be nice to read to folks, because sometimes people would like to hear some of... So let me just back up for a minute and say how this process occurred for me is when, after Mary Magdalene asked me to take down her story, the process that developed is that I would sit in meditation every day or every few days, and I would meditate. But before I would do that, I would get my computer set up with a document and open, and then I would ask for guidance to come. Sometimes I would have a question for her about the material in the book. Sometimes it would be a question about my life. And then other times I would just say, share with me what you'd like. What do I need to hear today? What do I need to receive? Mm-hmm. And so that was how the process worked. And so the book is intermingling sort of my voice telling sort of as the background narration, and then Mary Magdalene's voice interweaving her insights and ideas and perspectives on what feminine soul is and how we're meant to embody that and how that impacts our relationships and things of you know, things of that sort.
Sure.
Yeah. So there's this one little section, it's maybe 3 paragraphs long, that I, when I was getting ready for today's conversation with you, I thought might be a nice little bit to read. And it kind of relates to the question you just asked me about feminine soul and how do we do that.
Okay.
Would this be a good time to do that?
Sure.
So the subheading is called Planetary Wave, and Mary Magdalene says, "We're delighted to have these moments to share with you. We feel the shift towards greater presence and joy as you allow yourself to relax and enjoy your essence now. Recognize that this shift is part of a planetary wave of evolution. While it's immensely simple to explain, we know it is not always easy to put into practice or maintain. Recognize that it is a process of coming back again and again. Each time returning is easier and time away is more brief. This is a process of trust that is more about trusting your soul and allowing your life to be in, of, and for God, Goddess, the one all that is. This is a level of surrender that is truly delicious and magical once you allow it to be. As you all learn to relax and trust yourselves, your souls are calling you to your destiny. This is a long-awaited project for each. We're delighted to see it manifesting in life the way it is. We are lightened by your shifts and progress and feel you are well on your way to the expansions you have been requesting. Relax and trust that it is all working in divine timing. As you relax, you come into alignment with this timing, so it can not happen any happier or faster than it is. Everything is perfect, including the unfolding of your life. So allow yourself to have that. Revel in the bliss and joy of this deepest surrender. You are powerfully loved and held, and nothing could deter you from all that. All is well. Now go enjoy and enjoy.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. And I can see how that fits very well with what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And why it was really important to read that. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about today seems to be very much around believing in ourselves, trusting we're in the right space at the right time. And what I'd like to ask you about is this experience that you had, which is extraordinary, and I imagine you must be full of gratitude for this experience, but it also comes with its challenges. You know, how do we believe that this really is Mary Magdalene? You know, how do we actually... And I know you talk about this in part in the book, but if you'd like to share with us, you know, the strength and the guidance that you embodied and found as you were listening and learned to trust this process.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be absolutely lying if I said this was an easy process and it just came to me and look, poof, here's a book and, you know, isn't this awesome? That's not exactly the case. It was, especially in the early stages of receiving the material, I was certainly in doubt myself, Sarah. I mean, I felt the resonance and the relevance of what was coming to me. I could feel that this wasn't, and I could feel that this wasn't just my mind making stuff up, because what was coming through was stuff that I had not been thinking about, stuff I had no access or awareness to. You know, but at the same time, I did have concerns. What were people going to think? I'm telling a very different story about a historical figure that's connected to somebody that, you know, a lot of our certainly Anglo-Western culture is very attached to, you know, the life of Jesus and the story of Jesus. I wasn't really planning on getting up on a soapbox for that. And because frankly, that seemed kind of scary to counteract all of that, you know, all that legacy. But I also felt like the truth was really coming through. And there is a part that came to me very early in the book where I was really being guided to trust and discern my own truth. And that's part of the process that we are going through in this cultural evolutionary shift that we seem to be embarking on. And I chose the segments and sections of the book that are in the book because I felt like they had relevance to other people as well. So when it says you, meaning me, I also felt like it means you, meaning you, or meaning, you know, your listeners that are now listening to this podcast. So I absolutely felt that there was a message, but at times, quite frankly, I didn't even know what the message would be. I was sort of just following, I was going along for the ride, Sarah, and I was trusting that it would sort itself out. So, you know, the masculine model and our masculine mindset, which all of us, in order to be successful professional women or, you know, successful in any kind of manner in our world, we've had to adopt a really strong masculine mindset, really logical, orderly, organized. Let's make lists. Let's make a plan. Let's create flow charts and all that kind of thing. And those things are valuable. I'm not saying that they're not valuable, but they become sometimes it seems like they're the only tools in our toolbox. And so we sometimes lean on those things. I sometimes lean on those things excessively. And I certainly wanted a plan. I wanted to know where this was heading. I wanted to know what was, you know, what was going to be the outcome, what was going to be the message. And instead, the feminine soul path, the Magdalene path, is really about the meander, really about getting the guidance you get here today. Maybe it relates to something that's a few days or a few weeks or maybe a few months down the line. But sometimes we don't get any more guidance than that. And so really it's about trusting that when it comes or when it's needed, it will come. And I frankly saw that over and over in the creation of this book, where I would have a question about something and I would have no idea how I was going to solve this problem. Whether it was a logistical thing with publishing the book or something about the writing and editing of the book. And the perfect solution or resource or person would show up in my life. And it would be like, oh, that's exactly the thing I need. That's pretty remarkable. And after that happening, you know, many, many times, because sometimes I can be a slow learner. But after this happening over and over again, it was pointed out to me and I realized that that was exactly true, that the exact right thing or person or resource was going to show up and at the right time, and really sometimes not a moment sooner, because a moment sooner I wasn't ready for it. I would have maybe been freaked out by it. It would have maybe been overwhelming. And so that's really a message that I like to bring to people, because many people are interested in knowing what their path is and what their calling is. And I certainly, when I was questing for mine, I wanted to know the big picture. And I got some guidance about that. I got this big picture about the awakening of the divine feminine. And frankly, it freaked me out. And in some ways, it hindered my movement forward, because I got all in my head about what I thought that meant and how I thought that should go and what all that meant. And instead, I came to really discover it from the inside out. So all of these tools and practices and perspectives are really, all of the ideas and insights that Magdalene is sharing are really things that I worked through my own body, my own being, and my own life. So it was really absolutely a transformational process for me, and one that I continue to rework and revise and get upgrades on and deepen my being in this regard.
And I imagine this has maybe become part of your life's work as well, with the man that you work with now.
It has completely changed the direction of the work that I do. And somewhere along the line, I got that guidance too, that I was to stop focusing on my art therapy practice. I was to stop focusing on exclusively helping people find their own purpose and really focus on the awakening of the sacred feminine. And in that, we find our purpose. I mean, it's still connected to that. And I still have many people, in fact, more people coming to me now saying, how do I do that? How do I learn how to connect with my own soul guidance? Because I feel like that's available to us now. It's available to anybody who's really ready and willing. And it's really an amazing experience to feel like our lives are in tandem with another force, and that we can really start to partner with that other force or essence, whether you want to call that soul or guardian angels or nature spirits or whatever might be the most relevant or resonant thing for any particular person. We can get guidance and we can ask questions, we can get answers and get help making decisions about the direction that our life really needs to take in terms of what's most aligned for us.
We live in exciting times, don't we? For me, and it's reinforcing this as I listen to you, that we don't have to do this on our own. You know, we are so supported.
Right.
So supported.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So I know you're going to share with us in a few minutes' time how people can find out about you and possibly do a little bit of work with you. But before we get to that part, I know this is hard to do in just a few minutes, but if there was one thing that listeners could do, or maybe a couple of things that they could do right now as they're listening to you, what would be a next step to start realigning themselves with their feminine soul?
Well, the thing that comes to me immediately is there's a section that's, I think it's called Ask, Believe, and Receive. And so the first step would really just be to acknowledge that there is, or that there could be, a divine feminine essence or presence that's available for us to connect with. That really got taken out of a lot of the sacred literature several thousand years ago, when it used to be men and women created in the image and likeness of God and goddess, and somehow the women and goddess part got eliminated. So really just to have the awareness and acknowledge, you know, just to spark and light up your brain to the idea that, oh, there's a feminine aspect that reflects my own feminine form, and what would she be like, and what would she look like, and who would that be? So for me, the connection point was Mary Magdalene. But for you or for somebody else, it might be someone entirely different. And that might be a mythical figure. It might be a deity. It might have been somebody who might have walked the earth. Or it might be a composite. So I think right now in this moment, we could just take a moment. I like to use the word goddessing. And we could practice a moment of goddessing, which is really just allowing the goddess or the feminine spirit to move within you. So just first starting by, if you're in a place where it's safe and comfortable to do so, to close your eyes and to just feel your breath in your body. Because in our busy lives, at least in the United States, and I imagine it's this way in England and other parts of Europe, where your listeners are, it's very easy to be all in our heads, thinking about what comes next, planning what we're going to say in a conversation, you know, organizing our lives. So really just to bring yourself back into your body, and just to even have the awareness below your neck that you have a body, and to feel your breath move through you. And so that's the second step. First is acknowledgement, awareness. The second step is body, which is easily accessed through breathing. And then the third step, which we won't necessarily have time to go into today, is creativity. Like, what is the creative expression that most wants to move in you and through you? Excuse me. You know, is there a dance that wants to, or a movement that your body wants to make? Is there a painting that wants to emerge? And so this can really be summed up by saying, ask, believe, and receive. You know, really asking and trusting and knowing that there's a divine feminine, and believing that, and feeling our own worthiness or unworthiness about that, and then releasing that. I mean, for many hundreds, and really thousands, actually, thousands of years, as I've been doing research lately, it's been dangerous for women to be in a female body. And we've been told, absolutely, men and women, that we needed someone else in order to access the divine. And we really can create that access ourselves. And we can start to allow or invite that divine feminine into us. I mean, she's always there. If you're in a woman's body, the divine feminine is there. But we can start to connect with this goddess aspect of ourselves and allow her to move in us and through us in our day. You know, if I was a goddess, what would I wear? If I was a goddess, how would I speak to the teller at the bank? Or how would I, you know, go get my groceries or pick up my kid from soccer practice? How would I be at the meeting with the bank president? Because we've learned certain ways of being that are very masculinized, and we don't really even recognize that. Yeah,
I love that energy, Claire. Thank you so much for giving us that experience of goddessing.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Very, very nurturing and very practical and so loving as well. So thank you. Mm. Thank you for sharing us that with us. So everybody is, if they haven't done so already, would love to know how they can find out more about what you do. So would you like to maybe share your website, maybe how people get hold of your book?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the book is available online through Amazon and through my publisher, which is Balboa Press. The easiest way to connect with the book is to go to the website, which is magdalenpath.com. And I'll spell Magdalene. It's M-A-G-D-A-L-E-N-E, Path, P-A-T-H.com. And if you go to magdalenpath.com, there's information about the book. You get to see the book cover, which is a painting that I did. And there's other artwork in the book that that I created. And you can also get a free download of a chapter, a sample chapter, which is one of the most juicy ones that has a lot of the backstory about Mary Magdalene, her untold story, I should say. And so that is available at magdalenpath.com. And I also wanted to make available to some of your listeners what I call Feminine Bliss Breakthrough Sessions. And these are complimentary, no obligation, 1 hour sessions, right? Guide you to help you explore where you're blocked in your bliss and where there's some possibility for breakthrough. So we look at a few key areas that seem ready to shift so that you can reconnect with your radiant, sensual, activated aliveness of your feminine soul. And then if working together seems purposeful for us, I share what I could offer. And so the easiest way to do that is, let's see, I don't want to make it too complicated for people. I would say go to info@magdalenpath.com. Just send me an email, info@magdalenpath.com, and you could put discovery session, or you could put the name of Sarah's radio show in the subject line. I do have another website, which was sort of the umbrella website for all this work, and that is blissbreakthrough.com. BLISSBREAKTHROUGH.com. And I did want to offer your listeners another gift too, though, Sarah, because I know we talked about awakening the divine feminine, and there's a really pithy section in the book, a couple pages long, where Mary Magdalene shares what I think of some of her most compelling and provocative insights and ideas in a little short tidbit. So the best way to receive that is, again, to email me, info@magdalenepath.com, and I can send that to you. And if there's a place or way to link it, to create a link on the website for the radio station, sure, I'd be happy to do that as well.
Sure, we'll put this information up in when alongside the podcast on Natural Health Radio. Great. So that it becomes really easy for everybody, both in the listening way but also in a reading way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, mm-hmm. Thank you. That's really gracious of you to offer those gifts, and I hope loads of people connect with you to receive those gifts and also experience one of your sessions, which sound amazing.
Yeah, well, it's so awesome. I mean, one of the things that's amazing about this book is that I've had the opportunity to speak to people like you that are all the way on the other side of the world. I mean, I'm speaking to you from Oregon, where the sun is just starting to peek out and it's morning here, and you're in England, and I'm sure you have listeners all around the world yourself. And it's, you know, so to me, there's just something so phenomenally amazing about the way in which we're able to start to weave this web of feminine strength and power, but not from a power over place, but from a power within and a power through, that we can really connect with our own divine and bring that forward. It is time.
And it's the power of our technology nowadays, isn't it? Is that we can weave this web with...
Yeah.
The word web exists. So let's weave the feminine energy through it. Let's put some gold
absolutely.
And silver and...
Yeah,
some flowers and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, and let's not forget fairy dust too.
And some really fairy important. Dust.
Yeah.
I see the lady on Magdalen Path, the painting that you drew. She has flowers in her hair.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, she's the connection to nature is very strong there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Claire. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I've really enjoyed connecting with the energy that you bring through just by being you. So thank you for that. And
likewise.
Yeah. So many blessings to you and your work.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sarah. I hope we get to, let's stay in touch. I want to speak to you again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Love and blessings, everybody. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio, and my name is Sarah Turner. In this part of the show, I'd like to talk to you about flower essences for the divine feminine. In many ways, flower essences are one of the perfect modalities when we're looking to embrace and really expand any qualities of the divine feminine, because flower essences inherently work with our inner natures. We can't connect with the natural world, with the nature kingdom, if we don't connect back to our inner selves, which is the key message of working with the divine feminine. So over the next few minutes, I'd like to talk to you about what this means in terms of working with flower essences, how they might be able to help you, what sort of areas you might be looking at to find out if flower essences could help you, some of the qualities of that flower essences can help enhance in the system for women, and indeed for men who are looking to work with their divine feminine. And then I'm going to give you some examples of some flower essences from different ranges from around the world that you might like to go and work with. So first of all, the nature of flowers themselves connects us back to an innate part of ourselves, the part of ourselves that knows. Most of us have some experience of that when we go out into nature, our energy system relaxes and responds in a different way. Many, many people love flowers, which is why they are offered at key times in life, such as birth, at funerals, at weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. They speak to our hearts through their shapes, through their flowers, and very often through their fragrance. So just by looking at a flower or going into nature, and therefore by taking a flower essence or even talking about flower essence, we connect back to our own true selves, which is really what we're talking about when we discuss the divine feminine. So they are a perfect, very yin modality. that will help each woman or each man that takes a flower essence the opportunity to really connect back to why they're here, their own alignment, and therefore feel more at peace with themselves. So what kinds of feelings might somebody be having who could be helped with the flower essences that work with inner alignment? Well, this could be really many, many things, but just to give us a few general examples from my own experience as a practitioner and a trainer, we often hear people talking about lack of fulfillment in their lives. It may not be that anything particular is wrong. They may have work, they may have a family, they may have love, good relationships, many friends, but there's something missing. There's a spark that is missing for them, and that could be described as a lack of fulfillment. There could be no pleasure in life today as we get busier and busier and suffer from more and more overwhelm in life. It's very easy to get through a day and then a week and then a month without actually having taken some time for pleasure and actually really engaging with what that means, and that could mean many different things for many different people. And also, there's no real sense from the person as to why they are here, what their own inner guidance leads them to do on a day-to-day basis that connects them back to their main reason for being here on this beautiful planet right now. It doesn't have to be something, a mission that is huge or expansive in worldly terms. It could be somebody who is a mother and her mission is to be here right now with her children. When she knows that deep inside her, then this yearning inside her to find something else, to find something that maybe is more stimulating, more connected back to what her peers might be doing, often disappears. And looking at it from the other side, for the woman who may not have children, who maybe yearns for that family bond and doesn't have that, when she realizes that why she's here and that maybe in this lifetime it's not to have children, then that almost, it's not the sadness that might go away, but the yearning to find that shifts, and we can actually connect with why we're here, that all the experience that we've had that's led to us being who we are right now. And somehow we can then be more at peace with our daily lives. So by taking flower essences, those are some of the reasons that might spark some ideas in you for yourself or somebody you know as to how they could help you. Expressed in the more positive, flower essences soften our energy system, so they actually work not with our physical bodies, but with our energy bodies. So an energy body that's hard may feel very lonely, may feel very bound by their lives, may have a sense of duty, a large sense of responsibility, may have not very much stillness in their lives, no time for space to really connect with themselves or why they're here. So there's a general lack of softness in the energy system. And this could also be reflected, of course, in tight muscles and stress-related symptoms. Another area that flower essences could work with is our area of inner guidance. There are many people who find it very hard to be still, very hard to find stillness in their lives, and this might be expressed by needing to always be with other people, always have the television or the radio on, not being able to sleep very well at night. There's a constant need for stimulus from the outside. So when to really connect with our inner guidance, it does help to spend some time every day in stillness. And of course, going for walks in nature is a perfect way to do this. And the final quality is trust. Is trusting that we are in the right place at any time in our lives, and that we know the next step forward. And it, when we do receive guidance, to trust that and to be able to take those steps forward in complete trust, even if it might go against any rational side or what people around us might actually be telling us or advising us to do. So if any of those areas make sense to you and speak to you, then working with flower essences, that the following flower essences I'm going to talk to you now about may be very, very useful for you. So the first family of flower essences that comes to mind when we talk about such qualities is the lily family. And I'm actually talking about the broad, very large lily family here. So lilies have an affinity with water. They grow from a bulb, and although the bulbs do clearly sit in the earth and root into the earth, a bulb can actually continue to live outside the earth for quite some time. So they're not deeply rooted flowers. They have more of a connection to the heavenly energy than they do to the earthly energy. And there are other flowers and other flower families that we can use and talk about if we're looking for more grounded, rooted qualities. So the lily family is very useful for working with the feminine consciousness, because first of all, they are flowers that often bring an expansiveness to the energy field. They connect us upwards and outwards, sometimes by their fragrance, also by their colour, and by the soft flowing nature of their petals. So they take us outwards, they take us upwards and connect us more to the finer aspects of who we are. So looking at any lily essences or essences from the lily family is a great place to start. Now there's a couple of essences in particular that I'd like to talk to you about. One called Mariposa Lily, which is from the FES system, which is the Flower Essence Services system. Mariposa Lily is a wonderful essence to take for any woman or possibly any man who has had a lack of mother bonding in their lives. Now, this could be somebody who has been abandoned as a child, orphaned. It could be for children who are adopted. For women in general who have not had good experiences of being a mother or being mothered, it could be used for children who are coming out of very challenging life circumstances. And clearly it can also be used for men in these circumstances. So it's a lovely white lily with a yellowish centre that grows in very, very rocky ground. So almost miraculously, this tiny white lily that's barely attached to the ground through its bulb manages to live in the very rocky mountain climate in California. And somehow or another, these exquisite white flowers are produced from an area where there's very little water and very little greenness. So you can see how the essence of this flower really enriches the soul with a sense of being able to be nurtured and held and embraced, even very challenging, dry and hot circumstances. So we can really transpose all of that into how that might be to hold, to help a woman or a man feel held and embraced and nurtured, and give them an experience of feeling nurtured and nourished by the Divine Mother and by the Divine Feminine. So if that speaks to you, Mariposa Lily is a wonderful, wonderful flower. The other flower essence that is also from the FES system is Star Tulip. A star tulip is a lovely lavender shade, also quite a small flower. It is one of the key flowers that I always think of in my practice when people come to me and they want to connect more to their own inner guidance. Now, it could be that they feel in some level that they're not able to be still with their minds, that they find it very difficult to listen to guidance from within. And when they do receive guidance, it's very hard for them to trust it. So if this feels like something that you would like to experience more of, then Star Tulip from the FES system could be very, very useful for you. So it's a lovely essence to take before meditation, or if you're about to, let's say go on a retreat for a few days or a week and you want to connect more with your stillness. Maybe you're looking, seeking for answers in your life, and you know that the answers lie within, and it's very important for you to connect inwards, to know that your next step forward is guided by your own inner self. And these are areas where Star Tulip could be very, very useful for you. Now, there's another range of essences that are very, very connected to the Divine Feminine, and they are the Flowers of the Orient essences, made by my very first teacher and well-known author, Claire G. Harvey. Now, Claire's essences, Flowers of the Orient, were actually made in a sacred site in Thailand, in gardens that are dedicated to Kuan Yin, who is, of course, the Chinese goddess of love, beauty, and femininity. So the flowers themselves, because they grow already in this sacred energy, already, even before we know what kind of flowers they are or talk about them further, we know that they have been rooted and nurtured and loved and cared for within these energies. Now, they're quite a small range of flowers, so they're very, very accessible. Two of my favourites that I use often in my practice is the first one that I love is hibiscus, which is a lovely pink hibiscus, which is very cooling, calming and clearing for the nervous system. So it's perfect for any woman who feels stressed or is maybe of a sensitive nature who can easily feel jangled by life around her. Maybe at certain times of the month she may feel more jangled by life, or maybe going through any hormonal transitions where not being able to sleep so well, or just generally needing to be soothed and calmed. So hibiscus is a lovely essence if that makes sense to you, and that you would love to have more smoothness, more coolness, more calmness flowing through your nervous system, through the network of qi in your body. And you'd love to take some of this Kuan Yin energy through your body, through the hibiscus, pink hibiscus flower. The other flower that comes to mind when I think of Claire's Flowers of the Orient range is pink orchid. Now, this is one of the flowers that's taken by my diploma students who do the practitioner diploma in flower essence and vibrational medicine. And we dedicate a whole module to working with the feminine. And during this module, students actually take the pink orchid essence from Claire's range. Now, this is a lovely essence that expands the auric field and really tinges it with a pink glow. Different people have different experiences with this flower and this essence, but generally speaking, people find it very softening. It helps to really release any darkness from the body, maybe any anger that's being held onto, which of course is not a soft energy at all, and really allows a pink softness to be dispersed. People tend to find that they are drawn to more feminine clothes during the month, maybe more to looking after themselves, find themselves looking after their skin more or having more nurturing baths, and all these ways of actually just tending to our own physical selves. So if this range of flowers appeals to you, I invite you to go and visit Claire's site, which is flowersense.co.uk, and you'll see the flowers in Claire's Flowers of the Orient range, and you'll be able to find out a little bit more about them and see some pictures of the flowers. If you'd like to find out about the Mariposa Lily or the Star Tulip range, I invite you to go and have a look at the FES site, which is the Flower Essence Services site, and find the distributor nearest to the country that you live in. Now, finally, I'd like to talk to you about the flower essences that I make within my own range, which are the moon flower essences. Now, by their very nature, because they are all in different ways, but used, made with moonlight rather than sunlight. The moon is, of course, often known as our mother. She is the softer, cooler energy as opposed to the solar energy. And just because she appears in the night sky and is visible very often, we often tend to think of the moon as being a night star, whereas, of course, sometimes we can see her during the day. But her light really sheds light in the night sky and allows us to see differently, allows us to see things that we maybe couldn't see under a full moon. It's like a big torch has been lit and we can see very clearly in the dark. So similarly, moonlight essences allow us to go within more easily and allow us to see aspects of ourselves that maybe we couldn't see until we looked inside. So the moonflower essences, just by their very nature of being made with moonlight, are connected to the divine feminine. And the essence that's asked to be talked about today is the pear blossom essence. Now, pear flower essence is known to be very soothing and very calming. And I have a pear tree in my garden, and it's actually from this tree that this flower essence has been made. And just sitting in the shade of this tree is a very calming experience. Both my partner and I often find that during the warmer weather, we go and sit by this tree. And we just find that her, even when there are no blossoms on the tree, that herself, her, just the energy that she imparts is very grounding and calming and soothing and could just give some little bit of time out to the energy system. So the pear blossoms are, look more white. They carry the white rain. Now, if you look very, very closely, they are very faintly tinged with pink. They're little tiny flowers with five petals, so linked to the heart through their five petals. And pear blossom is a lovely essence for quieting the energy system, for bringing peace and calmness through the energy system. It can be taken almost a little bit like a rescue remedy, but it can also be taken just at any time when life is challenging and you need to go through your day and be more connected and still with who you are, despite any challenging circumstances outside. It's a lovely essence to take at dark moon. And of course, I'm recording this program right now at dark moon, so it's possibly another reason why this flower has asked to be discussed. So you can find out about this flower by going onto my own Moonflower Essences site, which is moonfloweressences.com, and looking in the online shop under Moonlight Essences. So I hope you've enjoyed finding out about flower essences that can help with the divine feminine and to help with softening, with inner guidance and with trust. I hope you'll join me again next week on my Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio, where I'll be interviewing another guest who has a connection to nature and will be sharing their love and passion with us. And as always, I'll be sharing with you some aspect of nature and flower essences that is calling to me. So I wish you a beautiful week ahead and many blessings, as always, from myself and the Nature Kingdom. Thank you.